Can you tell us exactly what diabetes is and what the difference is between type 1 and type 2?
Type 1 is the type of diabetes that will often affect very young children. It can happen into adulthood, but is primarily seen at a younger age. And it's an autoimmune disease where the body's ability to produce insulin is destroyed. Your immune system destroys the cells that produce insulin. And people that have type 1 diabetes must take insulin injections for the rest of their lives. Type 2 is usually in a slower onset. When I was trained, we were taught that you would tend to see it in adults, although we're seeing it in younger and younger people now. And the cause of that, it's thought to be diet and exercise, lifestyle-related cause. And the fundamental defect there is not a lack of insulin. It's the inability of insulin to allow sugar into cells. The cells have developed resistance to insulin. You've got insulin resistance, which ironically actually causes the pancreas to produce more insulin. So type 1 diabetics produce no insulin. Type 2 diabetics, certainly early in the stages of their diabetes, will have excess insulin in their system. And I've come to look at these both now through a different perspective. I tend to look at them as diseases that are actually food intolerances. Whether you have type 1 or type 2, you've lost your ability to normally metabolize carbohydrate foods. Your body can no longer normally process glucose. And whether you acquired it through an autoimmune effect or whether you acquired it through lifestyle factors, the end result is the same. You can no longer normally metabolize glucose. So I tend to look at it through that lens. And in that sense, they are similar.
Is there evidence that type 1 is increasing statistically?
Not that I'm aware of, no. There are immunological factors that predispose an individual to getting type 1. And there's nothing I can see out there that would cause those immunological factors to increase or multiply.